With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Last week's funeral for Jimmy Carter highlighted an unlikely friendship with a political rival.
Jimmy Carter and Gerald Ford were political rivals, with Carter defeating Ford in the 1976 presidential election. But they did not remain rivals.
Little could I know that the outcome of that 1976 election would bring about one of my deepest and most enduring friendships.
That's Stephen Ford, the son of Gerald Ford, reading his father's eulogy at Carter's funeral.
Jimmy and I forged a friendship that transcends politics.
The unexpected friendship was another glimpse inside the exclusive Ex-President's Club. Greg Clugston, Washington.
16, that's the death toll from the wildfires ravaging the Los Angeles area. Crews battling to cut off the spreading blazes today before strong winds return this week. They could push the flames into more residential areas and even threaten some of the city's finest monuments. Wall Street starts the week tomorrow on the heels of big losses Friday, sell-off prompted by a good jobs report.
The Labor Department says American employers added 256,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate edged down to 4.1%. Healthcare, retail, leisure and hospitality, and government all added jobs. While it sounds good, many investors fear it will slow Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Fed policymakers have been expected to hold the line on rates when they meet later in the month. For the week, the Dow and the S&P lost almost 2%, while the Nasdaq fell more than 2%. Rich Thomason reporting.
China and Britain restarting economic and financial talks after a six-year hiatus during a visit by Britain's Treasury chief to Beijing. Rachel Reeves arrived yesterday. This is SRN News. President Biden will bear the dubious distinction of being the president who did the most to promote transgenderism while in office. Mr. Biden named multiple transgender people to influential positions across his administration. He also overturned a ban on transgender people serving in the military and made it possible for U.S. citizens who do not identify as male or female to select an X as the gender marker on their passports. President Trump has vowed to undo all of Biden's transgender decisions as soon as he is sworn in. McDonald's is joining a growing list of companies that are pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others are dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes amidst a backlash from customers and the election of President Trump. Officials at Walmart say they will stop selling LGBT products aimed at children, including chest binders intended for girls who are living as boys. The world's largest retailer also skipping the Human Rights Campaign's index. This is SRN News. The University of Michigan ending its partnership with a Chinese college.
That move comes after five Chinese students in the program were charged with suspicious activities outside a U.S. military site. The school says it takes matters of national security very seriously. The end to the academic partnership, just the latest case of American schools moving away from Chinese universities over concerns the Americans might be helping China to develop critical technology to boost its own armed forces. Jason Walker reporting.
Sam Moore has passed away. He was the surviving half and higher voice of the 1960s duo Sam and Dave that was known for such definitive hits of the era as Soul Man and Hold On, I'm Coming. He was 89 years old. Moore influenced a lot of musicians came after him, including Michael Jackson, Al Green, and Bruce Springsteen. More on these stories at townhall.com.